Damn, Toon.
All right, so let's get the survival guide started, my dude. This is gonna be a little rough. It's our first episode, so you know. But yo, you want to introduce yourself, I guess, and then I'll reintroduce myself, and then go from there.
What's up? Yeah, man. What's going on, man? It's your boy Toon OV. You already know StarCast Nation in the motherfucking building. Straight for ATL, man. You know, I've been to a million festivals, and I'm a DJ. Just getting back on that. You know, I've thrown crazy shows. You know, I've managed crazy artists. You know, I've got crazy experience. I've been in like every concert you could ever think of. So, I'm on here with my boy Gonzo, the Festy Captain. You know, I mean, the festival veteran. You know, one of the few people I know for a fact has been to way more festivals than I have. So I actually met him at a festival. So we decided to do this series because there's a lot of things that, you know, we've encountered at festivals that, you know, maybe had we known a little bit more prior to, things might have been a little different for us. So, you know, we're here doing this festival survival series for all you festy newbies out there. Or, you got some festive veterans and maybe just need a few pointers, a little insight, and we're here to give it to you. So that's where we're at with it.
And as far as me, I mean, I've been doing this shit for, since I was 17 now, and I'm, 27, so like 10 years. I started out pretty much just going apart, like house parties and like just chilling. And then that went from clubs and then immediately like from clubs to raves and like small regional festivals to bigger ones. And, you know, I think at this point I've been to like 30 maybe or more. Honestly, right. I lost count. but I just got back from Bonnaroo Forest. I went to Texas. I went to like a little baby festival at a ranch or some shit.
Right.
Like a really small one, if you want to call it that. So it's just, I've been doing this for a while, but I kind of want to start the series off on how to get to a festival, because like, that's honestly like half the battle, bro. Like, don't get me wrong, getting your tickets important, picking your festivals important, and packing is important. But if you can't even get there, you're fucked.
No, that's so, that's facts for sure. And just a little backstory. I've probably been about, honestly, I'll probably say maybe 20, 21 festivals, something like that. I have gotten stranded at festivals multiple times. So this might sound like, how do you get to a festival? It sounds like super basic. No, it can get complicated. There are things that, that go on within the festival that you are not going to account for. Your buddy might up and dip out on you and you can't call anybody. There's no service that, so different things like that. So it's actually a pretty big deal. And on top of that, you might plan to go out with your festival crew, whether you're into the raves, whatever you're into, like, it doesn't matter, whatever genre you're into, and at the very last minute, you spent $1,000 on this festival, you bought your tickets, you got the VIP stuff, you bought all this camping stuff, you bought this food and all this different stuff, and your buddy said, hey, man, I know I said I was coming, but something came up, I'm not going to be able to make it, and there goes your ride. Big deal.
I was going to say, so actually my Forest experience, man, and this just happened not even this long ago, and I'm going to get back to the whole point of how to get there, but I went with my roommate, right, because the people I was originally going to ride with, they couldn't get a rental car, so I was like, my roommate said I can ride with him, so I'm Gucci, and then I'm like, yo, y'all just like jump in the car, and I'll go day late because I have to work, whatever. So my roommate, I didn't hear him or anything, he's like, yo, I'm going out west, and I'm like, oh shit, well, we're about to leave. I'm like, he's not going to come back for a week or two. And I was like, well, fuck. So I didn't pay attention. And I'm like, well, I'm already going to Forest, so I'm going to wing it. And then I got to ride back, luckily. But if I would have paid more attention and kind of covered my bases, none of that would have had to happen. And I mean, everything worked out. But one of my homies almost got stranded too. And then I know another homegirl who got stranded. So, like, it's good to have multiple plans when you go, like, how to get there, not just one way. So, like, that is with me, Forest. Like, I mean, I got there and I was like, all right, I'll find a ride. But if not, I would have been in some shit,
Right. And don't get me wrong, in the festival world, typically, you're going to run into a lot of people with really good vibes. And, you'll probably find some way to get where you're trying to go. But you know, that's it's still kind of winging it. You know what I mean? Like, I got stranded about, you know, I'm from Atlanta. I got stranded, I say, about 8 hours down in Florida. My buddy literally up and left because he couldn't find me one day. And, you know, and I guess there was no service. He tried to call me, and he up and left. And, yeah, I ended up, you know, kind of catching a ride, freaking end up on a Greyhound. It was crazy story. All my stuff was in the car, so I didn't have a wallet. I didn't have anything except for a cell phone. So you want to have some kind of backup, man. So let's kind of touch base into that. Yeah, we know, like, there's a pretty good chance somebody's going to help you out if you're completely screwed up. But how do we prevent all this stuff from happening in the first place?
All right, so I'll be like, let's say this, we're going to start out with your first festival, right? If you've never done a festival before, one of the safest ways to get into the festival scene and not worry about is do one in your hometown. So, for example, like, I live in Charlotte. Charlotte has two small festivals. Like, they're not the biggest, but I got two festivals. So at least there, I live in Charlotte, I can use public transportation. Like, if your money's tight and, like, you have to rely on your friends 100%, always try to do a small one. Like, if you're just breaking into the scene, definitely try to do one in your city. Like, that's a good way to know that, yo, you know, at least know the area and it's chill. That's one way to, like, you know, I say that's like the most guaranteed way. You know what I mean? That means you're going to go there. You know, if you know your city, you can get around. Now, not everybody has that luxury of having a festival in the city. The next plan is always have 2 to 3 friends you can ride with and back. So have, like, your first friend and be like, oh, well, I'm riding with so-and-so. But also make a backup plan with another friend or another squad just in case you can't get a hold. Because in Forest, dude, service sucked. And, like, if it wasn't the fact that I had, like, service here and there, I would have not found a ride. I would have had to wing it. So that would have been, right, like, that would have been one of those. Also, if possible, plan C as well is have money for a bus. Like, always have at least 80 to $100, because buses can get you places for pretty cheap. You know what I mean? I would say for plan D, have money for a train or a plane, but those are more expensive options. In all honesty, as far as riding there, you just need to have multiple plans. Honestly, the best way is, like, get involved more with your local scene. And that way you can have, like, you can get to know more people. And also another way to do it, which is not the best way, I don't recommend this for a beginner, but if you have a little bit of play money, you have a little time, it's all right to hop around states sometimes. You know, like, I did that before with, like, someone I met at a festival. Like, I'm like, they're like, we're kind of going by there. And I'm like, well, shit, like, I checked how much a bus was. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'll go with y'all. It was closer to where I lived. And, you know, I hopped on a bus and it worked. But, like, I wouldn't do that till you – The cool thing with festivals is when you go out, you'll meet a lot of people and you'll have enough people spread out where if you become good friends with them, you can hang out and chill with them. And that gives you more options to, like, where to, like, stop at. But that's kind of more advanced. And we'll probably get into that a little bit, like, how to network at a festival, like, later down the series.
Right.
But I would say right now for the base, like, starting out, was definitely, you know, if you're starting out, try your home city. There's a festival. Even if it's not an EDM festival, even if it's like a dumb, any kind of festival, you could use this practice and be like, all right, I'm going to go there, check it out, got back, kind of get the general feel. Obviously, actually, the best option is take your own car.
Right.
And sorry, that's kind of slipped my mind. But, yeah, actually, taking your own car is a good idea. The only thing you got to keep in mind is parking and shit. And, you know, if you get fucked up, you don't want to be driving or anything. Plan B is riding with friends. Right. Have multiple backups to that. Plan C is I mean, I'd rather call it plan B is bus money. And plan D is is airplane or train. And then the worst one is, like, hitchhiking, which I have done that before. And that's a story in a whole other day kind
of
to go.
Yeah. Same for me. I mean, of course, like, Uber and all that stuff is always an option, but it depends on what festival you're going to. Because here's the thing about a lot of festivals, especially with the camping festivals, a lot of the time it's not going to be in a major city. It's going to be like 2 hours outside of the city where there's nothing but farmland, you know, where they could just build a crazy festival out there. So Uber's always an option, but, you know, of course with Uber, if there is a big event, you're going to run into a huge surge charges. So you're, you know, Uber might typically cost you $15, $20. It might cost you like $130. because of that event that's going on. And then on top of that, it depends what festival you're going to. Like, a lot of times those festivals would be an hour and a half to 3 hours outside of any major city. So if you're thinking about Uber, you're looking at running up a $200 one-way, $200-$300 one-way trip. So, I mean, it's always an option. But, you know, I think one of the biggest points to take away, always have extra money for, like, the WTF money, you know, just in case something crazy happens. I never in a million years would have thought one of my closest buddies would literally leave me at a festival 8 hours away. But it happened. You know what I mean? So, and then guess what? Even though I had the money to cover whatever I needed to cover, guess what? My wallet, my book bag, and everything was in that car. So I didn't have access to anything except for, luckily for me, I had still had access to a PayPal account and stuff like that. So I PayPal somebody some money to freaking, you know, cash out. They cashed me out for the PayPal money I sent them and I was able to get back. But, you know, stuff like that happens and you'll never think it's going to happen. But in hindsight, you know, I should have had like two to four different people going to that festival just in case. And, you know, and had all their contact info stored. So, you know, it happens.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I know it is a basic concept, but like even getting there, also another thing with taking your own car, make sure anyone you ride with is, you know, you kind of know what you have in your car. And that's going to be a totally different episode, which we'll hit up on. But, you know who you're riding with. Make sure who you're riding with is street smart. Or honestly, I'd recommend you don't ride with anything in your car, because on the way to Bonnaroo and Electric Forest, a lot of people got pulled over. But, you know, as you're taking your cars, like the easiest way to get to a festival, make sure your car's in good shape, you know, make sure it can make it there and back, have record money. Sure. But this is really our first episode. So, like, we kind of want to see where y'all want us to expand. The next one I wanted to do was going to be Pick Your First Festival. This is just kind of like us introducing ourselves to everybody, you know, kind of saying some of the basics. If you guys want us to go into more detail on how to get to a festival or some of our festival stories, definitely let us know. Leave some comments or email either one of us so we can go into more detail. This is kind of the first episode of like of cast. And if you guys want longer episodes, let us know. We're just trying to do the first one as a introduction, kind of, you know what I mean? Kind of like, just so you know who we are. But yeah, let us know like where you want us, like what way you want our podcast to go, because we can go on this for hours. But do you want more specifics, or do you want to know more like generalized how to get there, or even like how to get deals, websites? Let us know. We can definitely give you more info on that.
For sure. And also, you know, of course, there's like shuttle systems, different things like that. But like I said, we'll touch base on that. You know, this is the first of many, you know, festival survival series. You know, don't end up the dead man at the festival, stranded, you know, sleeping out behind a log cabin for 3 months and nobody knows where you're at. We're here to solve that problem, right? So, like, Gonzo, man, this is definitely Gonzo approved. It's definitely Toon approved. So let them know where they can find you on social media. Keep up with this festival survival series. You know, we're going to get you guys out the trenches, make sure you guys have the best times of your lives. And you don't make the same mistakes that we made. Some of the stories are pretty cool, you know, but, you know, some of them, you know, I could have done without it. You know, it is what it is. Where can they find your socials, man? What's your social? What's your Instagram and everything?
All right. So, I mean, my Facebook's filled up, so it's probably not the best way. I'll probably have to make a new Facebook for that. But Instagram is Gonzo and then TW. And then for my Snapchat is Gonzo the Warrior. And I'm going to start making more blogs. I'm going to start a new YouTube page kind of to say some stories. But right now I'm kind of trying to keep it to this podcast and whatnot. Also, I do kind of want to compare certain festivals and go into details, like different levels of festivals and stuff. But yeah, just follow me right now on Instagram, which is Gonzo the Gonzo TW. And then Snapchat is Gonzo the Warrior.
For sure. And you can follow me. You already know Toon OV. That's TOONEOV, Toon One Vibe on Instagram. Same on Facebook, on Snapchat, TOONE_OV. Same on Twitter, TOONE_OV.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, man, this.
I don't use Twitter that much, but I do have got the thing. It's Gonzo the Warrior at Twitter. But I'll double check that. I don't use Twitter too much. I'm trying to get back on my social media and stuff. But yeah, just follow me on that one. This is our first episode, and if you have any more questions, either email Tunes and then he'll let me know. All right. But yo, I gotta unfortunately dip out. I actually gotta take care of a few things. So, anyways, this is Gonzo. I'm out. I hope you guys stay approved and let me know what's good. Peace.
All right.
Peace.
Damn, Tune!